The church has chosen many different gospels to be read throughout the year that give an account of some miracle in which our Lord healed someone of some bodily infirmity. There's the gospel on one Sunday in which we hear about the healing of someone who had the dropsy. Another Sunday we hear about 10 lepers that he cured. Another Sunday we hear about the man who was born blind, or the young man who died that our Lord raised from the dead. The reason why the church reads these gospels during the year is that there is a spiritual meaning in all of these cures. There is a symbolic meaning in addition to the simple fact of the miracle itself, which we have to think about so that we can see the hidden lesson in the story. So today we have the story of someone who is cured of being deaf and dumb. The way to understand the story today is to think about what sort of person is being represented by the man who is deaf and dumb. Well, people are spiritually deaf if their ears are closed to the gospel of our Lord. And they are dumb, meaning unable to speak. That word has a somewhat different meaning now. When I use it in this sermon, I mean mute, maybe is a better word. They are mute if they are unable to speak about spiritual things. They never opened their mouths to confess their sins either, or to pray, or to thank God for His goodness, or His love for them. This is a terrible form of deafness that is far worse than any physical condition. And being in this condition makes somebody naturalistic. It makes someone live like the animals that perish. What separates us from the animals is the fact that we are created in the image of God. We have the ability to think abstract thoughts, to understand them, and to choose what is good for us and reject what is bad for us. Someone who is spiritually deaf is not choosing what is good for himself. Rather, he is just following his physical desires like the animals. But the animals are supposed to follow their physical desires because that is how God designed them. On the other hand, man is supposed to subject his physical desires to the higher part of his soul, the part that is made in the image of God, and to use his soul and his higher powers for the contemplation of God and for the pursuit of the spiritual life. Someone might think, well, that's a little bit harsh to say that if people aren't living a spiritual life, that they're living like animals, because we do see many people who have no religion, but who spend their time and effort doing things that are worthwhile. They try to raise their families well and provide for them, or even pursue noble goals like trying to help their country or their community, or their fellow man. Or we see people like this trying to pursue knowledge, to pursue the scientific knowledge to benefit mankind. But none of this changes the fact that they're still living like animals, because all of those things that they're doing are limited to this world. They have nothing to do with the supernatural world or eternity that we are intended to spend our life here pursuing. And in fact, we do see the animals spending most of their time raising their young in the same way and looking for food and building their homes. But again, all of those things are only for this world, because animals, of course, have no soul that will last into eternity. So in the same way, someone who only provides for his existence in this world is not living a life that is substantially different from that of the animals. Someone who is deaf to spiritual things is living a truly wretched existence. As soon as the worldly person is alone with himself and his thoughts, usually he realizes that he is made for better things than this world. In fact, he is made for God. And his conscience starts to bother him, and he realizes that he can't be happy unless he loves God above all things. And he sees how incapable the things of this world are of giving him any lasting happiness. And all of this is the work of grace. When people think about those things, it is actual grace working in their souls. It is God speaking in that person's soul and saying, "Come to me, the infinite, the almighty. I am infinitely good and I can fulfill all of your desires if you serve me and love me." God says that to all of us. But unfortunately, all too often people remain spiritually deaf to these words because they don't want to make the sacrifices that it takes to serve God. And they refuse to listen. And so they keep themselves deaf to the voice of God. And God continues to work on people like this for years and years and for even their whole life. But unfortunately, a lot of people don't listen until they are standing at the door of death, on the brink of eternity. And at that point, sometimes, by God's grace, they finally realize how worthless the things of this world are, because they finally realize they can't take anything of this world with them into the next world. And they start to take their soul seriously. Sometimes also God in his mercy takes away the things that people are attached to in this world, to take away those distractions, the things that they are listening to instead of to God and his grace. Sometimes if a person loses his whole fortune or loses his health, that can be a source of grace for them. That can be a cure for their spiritual deafness. Or they see a family member die, maybe suddenly, and they realize how fragile their existence in this world is, and that they should be thinking about the next world instead of this one. God also tries to reach people through the voice of the church, too. If they go to church, they hear the prayers of the Mass, which speak constantly about the necessity of desiring supernatural things instead of the things of this world. And they hear sermons, and they come and celebrate even the feasts of the saints, and they see their example and how the saints lived, and how every minute of the time of the lives of the saints was spent thinking about eternity, and how they had no time for this world at all. All of these things are our Lord trying to tell the spiritually deaf person to be opened, as he said to the deaf person in the gospel today, and to listen and to change his life. And God's call is urgent and concerned, because the consequences of spiritual deafness are eternal. They are eternal misery and loss and the pains of hell. This world is only a time of probation. It's a temporary situation for us, and we are only here to prove our love for God. If we try to make this place our permanent home and live as if we had no hope of heaven, then that will become our reality. We will not go to heaven in that case. Instead, when we die, we'll go to hell. It really is sad to see people living this spiritually deaf life. Very often people like that have even children of their own, and they teach their children to look ahead, to plan for the future, and to be responsible. They give their children the discipline that they need, and they make their children fulfill their responsibilities. And all of these things are good. But while they're wise with regard to their children, they're foolish with regard to themselves, because they themselves don't plan for their future for eternity. They don't discipline their own evil desires. And most importantly, they don't fulfill their own duties, their most important duties, which are the duties they have towards their souls. The Holy Ghost says in Scripture, O children, how long will you love childishness? And fools covet those things which are hurtful to themselves, and the unwise hate knowledge. But then, a few lines after this, the Holy Ghost encourages us, and he says, He that hears me shall rest without terror, and shall enjoy abundance without fear of evil. So in other words, those who are not spiritually deaf, who hear the Holy Ghost, will have those benefits. Let us think about all of these things now while we still have time. If we are deaf now to the things of the soul and to our salvation, let us let our Lord open our ears and hear the words of truth and salvation. Let us pray to our Lord. Let us take our soul to Him and ask Him to heal us, to heal our spiritual deafness. We have to pray with fervor and never stop praying, so He will not let us relapse back into our former state of deafness after we're cured. It is a very simple and easy thing to do, to ask for this, and it's something that will help us for all eternity, because our Lord will put His fingers into our ears, and He will touch our tongue, and our ears will be opened, and our tongue will be loosened, and we will be able to speak right like the man in the gospel. We will repent, and we will confess our sins, and He will forgive us, and we will experience the joy of becoming a child of God. We will be filled with joy and wonder, and just like the people in the gospel today, we will also say, He hath done all things well. He hath made both the deaf to hear and the dumb to speak. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen.